Good morning, everybody. This is Pete on Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news. Seattle's talk. We got Andrew over there on the boards. How you doing, Andrew?
Good morning, Pete. Doing great.
Good. Do you have your coffee and all that stuff?
I'm getting started here.
Good. That's good. Me too. I got a coffee buzz going on here. I think I drank too much, man. But hey, we have a good show today. We have a sponsor of ours. They're coming in from Leafless in Seattle. We're going to talk about not just gutters, but we're going to talk about the whole rain collection system. And we're also going to get into some of the things related to rot and things you should look for. Because, guys, as you know, we live in a very wet climate here. And this is something where you're getting pounded on and there's gallons of water coming off your roof in the wintertime. And it's got to go somewhere. So this is a thing where you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind, but, you know, maybe it shouldn't be. So we have our guest in here. His name is Jim Singletary. So, Jim, tell me the story on Leafless in Seattle. How did that start, and what's the story behind that?
Well, so the product we carry is called Master Shield.
Okay.
It was invented about 2004.
Okay.
It's been installed here in the Seattle area since 2006. So it's pretty well established around here. And it's had a lot of success because it works well on not just leaves, but it works on needles as well.
Yeah, which we get a lot of.
We do.
Yeah.
And so it's been really a big hit in that regard. We took it over in 2012.
Okay. Did you buy the technology or license it, or what do you...
It's a dealership.
A dealership, okay.
Yeah, so we are the exclusive dealer in Washington and Oregon.
Got it. Okay, Jim, so tell me a little bit about your product and why it's superior.
So the biggest, easiest way to look at it, Master Shield is a gutter guard that works with all debris, not just leaves, not just needles, works on both, which is key around here. Most products are made really for leaves, and they have leaf in the name, which is a good telltale sign that it may not be for here.
Yeah.
It will shed debris versus allowing it to pile up and accumulate on top, which is obviously important if you don't want to clean it. And it will filter the water, so the only thing you're getting down in your gutter and drainage system is filtered water. So that makes it so your downstream, so to speak, is protected. Right, your roof is going to be protected because you've got this great interface. And then it just solves a lot of problems before they happen. It prevents a lot of rot, a lot of mildew, and a lot of maintenance.
So did you start Leafless in Seattle, Jim?
It actually, so Leafless in Seattle is the company, and yes, I started it.
Okay, so you're the founder. That's good. Well, we're talking to the head honcho here. And so I guess the question I have is, you brought the Master Shield line in. Why did you start the company?
Started the company because, well, I was working for a different company at the time, which is now a competitor. They're the largest gutter guard installer in the world.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it doesn't work that well around here. It doesn't work well with needles. And it's easy to overpromise things if you believe it's going to work.
Yeah.
But it ended up getting overwhelmed by service call issues, and they ended up basically folding it and then restarting it under a similar but different name.
Okay. So they're still around here.
Oh, yeah.
Better. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They'd love to come out.
You kind of saw the light and said, you know what? I could do this better. I'm going to start my own company.
Well, absolutely.
Good
yeah.
for you, man. Are you family owned?
Yeah.
All that stuff? I love that. That's great. If you guys want, we're going to talk all about the rod and I'm going to ask Jim about this Master Shield technology with the needles, because that is a big deal with a type of, we have both foliage and then we have evergreen trees. And I'm sure a lot of you guys got them on your property, so we're going to discuss that, how this technology takes care of it. If you want to give them a call, you can do that. It's 800-503-7597. That's 800-503-7597. And a big old shout-out to Angie, Anna, and Zoe. You're going to be asking for them. So Angie, Anna, and Zoe, good job in what you do every day to help Jim and his team out. Appreciate that very much. All right. So if you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. So Jim, let's talk. We're going to get into the rot stuff in a little bit and the gutter flow aspects and all that install stuff. But since we are on the subject of this Master Shield technology, How is it superior to these other products with leaves and needles?
So it's a lot easier to show than to describe, but yeah, a couple of easy things to picture. Most gutter guards are of two types. They're either a kind of a bullnose, so water's supposed to kind of wrap around it, sort of like if you spill water on a table,
okay,
water will drip around it and underneath. And when that happens, you're supposed to have the debris just fall off. And it's magical when it works.
when it works.
So
it is magical.
It's something that works pretty well on dry leaves. And so it's certainly better than nothing. And then the other category is kind of filters. And most of those, frankly, are kind of flat. So it kind of caps the gutter, and it will do a good job of straining out debris. But you want to think of it more like a dryer vent. It'll strain all that stuff out, but it doesn't clean itself.
Yeah. So you're saying as it attaches on top of the U-shape of the gutter, it's just a flat
piece
of metal on the top.
So that's typically what people are kind of comparing us against. And, of course, the advantage is that, sure, they'll keep stuff out of the gutter. The disadvantage is you still got to clean them.
Yeah, it builds up on top of that flat surface.
Right, sometimes even faster than if the gutter were open.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we install the product at the same angle as the roof or steeper. And so to kind of picture that, just imagine the gutter continues a little bit, or the roof line continues just one more course, but that last course is porous. So it allows the water in, but the debris continues to shed. Of course, the advantage is that you're not cleaning it.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, because the other technology, their competitors, the only way that's coming off is if you have a windy day and it's kind of dry. Right? Otherwise, it's just sitting up there on that flat surface.
Well, and the challenge is that, I mean, if you think about just stuff that's around your yard that tends to accumulate in various places, you know, if it's gotten wet and then sat for a little bit, it tends to sort of form a glue.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's true.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's part of the starch and sugars and things that forms that bond.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, I'm going to ask Jim a couple questions about, well, okay, so we can picture this in our mind for all you guys listening out there, like, I see, we'll talk about the angle of the roof, the pitch he's talking about, and also how does it actually attach to the gutter, and how does it stay on, and what is the material type so it doesn't rust, all those kinds of things. And then we'll get into, like, inspection and rot and what to check for here, because there's some things that you really, just like changing your furnace filter, you should be doing this every season and seeing what's going on up there, because your roof just dumped off a lot of water this winter. With that on, Pete.
Andrew on the boards.
Good to have you here, Andrew. That's All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news, Seattle's talk.
Tile Lines is a family-owned tile and stone showroom located in Kent. They're currently celebrating their 10-year anniversary and are giving away over $10,000 in prizes. Visit their updated showroom where you could win new kitchen countertops, a Weddy shower system, or a Ditra under-tile heat system. Plus, in-store specials and more weekly giveaways. Tile Lines has one of the biggest selections of tile in the Northwest with over 100,000 tile and countertop options. Go to TileLines.com to view over 14 million home design photos and book your complimentary design consultation today.
Bust the bank for $1 million this May at Quill's Cedar Creek Casino. Five players every Tuesday will be drawn for their chance to win cash and prizes up to $1 million. Earn 250 points every Thursday to swipe and spring it on towards $1,000. Every Sunday, earn 750 points to collect your luxurious four-piece betting set. Find all the details at QCCCasino.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Mattress.com.
Are you looking for a Mother's Day gift that's beautiful, meaningful, and lasting? At Shane Company, you can personalize a gift just for mom. With our family collection, you can create a piece of jewelry that represents your family, starting around $200. First, select a beautiful 14-karat gold pendant or ring from our family collection. We have styles from contemporary to vintage. Then, add the gemstones, one to symbolize each member of your family. Choose their birthstone or their favorite color. We have natural diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and other colorful gemstones. Shane Company's jewelry experts will help you every step of the way. Your gift will be one of a kind, just like your family. We also have hundreds of other spectacular Mother's Day gifts tied with the bow and ready to give. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
All right, we are back. This is Pete. The Whole Matters Covering Talks. Andrew, are you you learning something here, buddy?
I am learning a lot. Actually, my dad was up on the roof just cleaning out the gutters when we had a downpour here, and you know, you don't find out you have a problem until it rains.
Yeah.
And I was watching him feeling pretty bad, so I think he could really use a product that would keep him off those ladders at his age, especially.
It's kind of, well, you know, you think about it, a lot of people don't like to go up in the ladders, and that's kind of dangerous, and some of these gutters are way the heck up there.
Mm-hmm.
So did he find any problems?
Yeah, he's a lot of problems. He had to basically unclog every single gutter. One of them was hanging off. I don't know how long they've been up there, but
any rod issues did he find on the fascia board?
I don't know if he would even know if it was there or not.
Yeah.
I think that's something that you'd really need to rely on an expert to figure out what to look for.
Well, you kind of do. What's your dad's name?
My dad's name, Steve.
Steve. So, Steve, if you're listening to this program, you might want to go back up there and check to see if you have some rot. Listen to the show, because Jim and I are going to teach you how to do that. And if you do, that's when you want to call Jim and maybe get this Master Shield.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. You can talk to your dad, too.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. All right. So, the Master Shield technology, we were talking about, you had said, well, okay, it's the angle of the roof, mm-hmm. right? So, there's different roofs, like a 4-12, 6-12, 12-12. Can you explain to people, like, first of all, like, what is a pitch of a roof? What does that mean? And how does your Master Shield have the same angle as that?
Well, first, maybe explain how you figure what the pitch of the roof is.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
So, so if you have what's called a 4-12 pitch, that means for every 12 inches horizontally, it goes up only 4 inches.
Yeah.
Compared to like a 12-12, that means for 12 inches over, it goes 12 inches vertically. So that's a 45-degree angle. And what we want to do is meet or exceed the slope of that roof. So, for example, a 4-12 pitch is not very steep.
Yeah.
If you live with one of those, you'll notice that debris doesn't come off it on its own very easily, unless you get pretty good wind or you've got a pretty slippery roof.
Yeah.
So,
and that's a pretty common pitch, the 4-12
around. It's the most common around.
Which is, I don't know why. They should go steeper here, but.
Well, I'll give you the answer. It's cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, what we can do is sort of balance how we want it to function and how we want it to look.
Yeah.
But it's very customizable. So what we do is either raise or lower the gutter so that the front edge of it is in line with the angle of the roof. And that's maybe tough to visualize for some people, but another way to look at it would be if you put a tennis ball on the roof and let it go, it should miss. It should just fall right past the gutter.
Okay.
And then it's below the slide path. Now, a tennis ball would be rolling much faster than your debris and water. Water would still fall in, it also has the advantage of, you know, ice and snow would slide off as well.
Right.
Around here, they don't seem to care about that when they're putting on gutters or building houses because it doesn't really snow.
Yeah.
And so consequently, everything that lands on your roof, everything ends up in the gutter. Nothing misses.
Yeah.
So we almost always we have to adjust them to where they need to be. And so then what we want is the angle of the gutter guard, or the master shield, to be at least as steep as the roof. Steeper if we can get away with it.
Okay. And so how do you – okay, so the question is then – if you're adjusting the angle on the gutter, how do you do that with a gutter, not the master shield?
Well, and okay, so you just simply raise or lower it on the rafter ends or the fascia board.
Okay.
So you just simply put it on lower than it is now, typically.
But you're just dropping it.
Just dropping it.
Now, and then the angle, like let's say it's a 12-12, the 45-degree angle, that's taken up in the master shield.
That's exactly right. Okay, the gutter really doesn't change the way
it's done. The gutter still stays the way it is.
It's still got to convey water sideways.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. All right. So
the trick is to capture the water, even if it's coming really fast, at an angle. And that's one of the beautiful things about the patented technology in Master Shield. It can redirect the water.
And how does it actually do that?
That one,
I mean, without
much easier shown.
Okay. But it has a way to, I mean, I know it's you have some kind of a hole pattern up there, right, where the water's coming through.
That's true. This is one of those things that unless you see it, it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Because the hole size is 50 micron, which to put that in perspective, a hair, a human hair, is 100 microns.
Okay, so it's really small. So let me ask you this. Do you have a video up on your website?
We got a bunch.
Okay, so here's what you want to do. Just go to leaflessinseattle.com, and you can actually watch the video that Jim and I are explaining here in words. So it's leaflessinseattle.com.
Yeah, there's a video tab on the website.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch there. There's one where the inventor of like the entire micromesh filter category, he's got all the patents on it. He's the one who invented Master Shield. There are, you know, Chinese knockoffs out there, but he's the one who knows how it works. And he's got a demo video where he coats the product in honey. He coats it in oil and he coats it in syrup.
Wow.
And he lets it sit for a couple of minutes. It just kicks the hell out of it, right?
Yeah.
And then he turns on the rain. And you can actually watch it, you know, immediately it overshoots.
So he's totally putting something like that viscosity, like honey, on this thing, and then he's shooting water down it. It's still collecting water?
Yeah. Yeah, after about...
Wow, I got to see this video.
Yeah, after about 20 seconds, it's working on the syrup and the oil, and after 30 seconds, the honey's clear.
Yeah, because that's hugely viscous. That's like stupid pet tricks. This is great. We got gutter tricks.
Oh, yeah. Well, and
I love
the reason,
that,
you know, of course, is because, you know, most people that are interested in fixing their gutters,
yeah,
they would be willing to spend the money if it solved the problem.
Yeah.
But they'd be less willing to spend the money if it just creates a new one.
Yeah.
So the whole reason for this kind of avenue, this test, is because, you know, there's a bunch of junk that lands on your roof. And it all kind of comes down to the gutter. And, I mean, it's all well and good if it doesn't get into the gutter and the downspout, but if you still got to get up there and sweep the thing off or hose it down all the time, and what did you really gain? So he designed something that is patented as a self-cleaning filter.
Wow.
And
so basically, the water is the push mechanism to get all this stuff off.
It's a component, yeah. So there's some really interesting engineering, if you're a nerd,
that makes it work.
But yeah, it's a self-cleaning filter. It works on scrubbing itself of roof oils, which is a big deal. And of course, you get pollen. I mean, almost everybody that calls us has trees.
Yeah. What about, I guess sap wouldn't really be a component either, right?
Sap, you know what? Sap, to be honest, is one of those things that there's no hope for.
Yeah.
If you have a tree that hangs over your roof, you should cut the tree. If you have trees around
Jim,
your home.
You said that? That's lambast in Seattle.
No, I mean, it's just
it's really bad
for your roof.
No, it is.
It should not hang over your roof.
Yeah.
And so the only way you'll get sap is if it's hanging on your roof.
Yeah.
And you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah. We used to have, when we built our place we were growing up in down Olympia, it was beautiful. Of course, back then, it was shake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this beautiful cedar tree that, like, hung over the roof because my dad didn't want to cut it.
Uh-huh.
Boy, did we pay the price for that year after year.
That's right.
So I agree with you. It's hard sometimes to cut trees. But I like this. Now, one of the things I want to ask you before we end this segment. So we have the angle. Sits on the gutter. You drop the gutter down. You match the pitch of the roof.
Mm-hmm. Or exceed it. Sometimes.
Or exceed it, yeah. So you get the water flow coming off and the debris not sitting on there. What about, is there a gap between master shield and the roof, or how does that all happen?
No, it actually, it integrates as if it were another course of shingles. So it...
Okay, so it's like the last course, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It extends the roof with some flashing so that there is no way for water to get behind it.
Yeah.
It makes sure that all the water that comes off the roof has to make it on top of the product in through the filter.
Okay. And Jim, the million-dollar question is, why do you not want to get water behind the gutter?
Well, you want to keep the water off the wood.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that coming up in our next segment. If you want to check this out, if you came in a little bit late or for future shows, we'll have Jim on too. He's the expert here on everything rain and water flow. You want to go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. This will be in a podcast up there in perpetuity. With that, I'm Pete.
Andrew on the boards.
Andrew, and a big shout-out to Andrew's dad, Steve. I want to ask Andrew how many hours he was up there cleaning his gutters out in the next segment, too, as well. I'm sure it was quite a long time. Steve, you're gonna be mad at yourself once you learn about this technology, but that's okay. We're helping to solve your problem. This is Car Radio News, 97.3 FM, Seattle's news. Seattle's talk.
That creaky patch of hardwood. That lets you know when curfew was broken.
Adam.
Sorry, Mom.
The perfect spot on the porch to take a sunbreak break. You know the things that make your home one of a kind. With new Allstate House and Home Insurance, you can get custom-built coverage along with new ways to save. Like up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate. Talk to a Puget Sound area Allstate agent today and put your home in good hands.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
If entertaining is your thing, then the townhomes at Meadows Edge from Pacific Ridge Homes are what you're looking for. Hey, they all come with enormous kitchen islands with quartz countertops that really are an entertainer's dream. In fact, hey, after you buy one, you can invite me over for dinner. Hey, it's Don O'Neill here. Meadows Edge is an intimate, contemporary community, yet super convenient with easy access to I-5 and close to shopping and dining. Hey, you are going to love it. Now pre-selling by appointment. Pacific Ridge Homes, a D.R. Horton company, an equal housing opportunity builder.
Now you can enjoy Tulalip Resort and Casino, Quilceta Creek Casino, and Tulalip Bingo and Slots, all in one players club. Introducing one. Three casinos, one card. Got yours?
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Washington Army National Guard. Aired by the Washington State Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Well, Duke's is really a neighborhood kind of place.
This is Duke from Duke's Seafood and Chowder.
When I first started Duke's in 1977, I wanted to have a place that I could bring my friends to and we could have the kind of food that I had been experimenting with, and some place that wasn't pretentious, that just allowed you to have a lot of fun. It's evolved since then to be more serious about food quality. The only way to get fresher tasting fish is to cook it on the boat.
Duke's Seafood and Chowder. Hey kids, bring your parents to Duke's tonight.
Hi, this is Laura Keel, and after decades of helping neighbors and families move, I've made a big move. Introducing Laura's Home Loans, the personalized service you've known for years, now at Laura's Home Loans. If you have questions about a reverse mortgage, downsize, or renovation, or if you're ready to make that big move, we'd love to help. Call me personally at 1-833-ASK-LAURA. From our family to yours, Laura's Home Loans.
Mortgage Master Service Corporation, CL40445, Equal Housing Opportunity.
It's Rachel Bell, and spring is here, which means it's time to clean out your liquor closet and move into spring cocktails. Gig Harbor's Heritage Distilling Company makes award-winning vodkas, gins, whiskeys, and brown sugar bourbon. Order a bottle at heritagedistilling.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregor & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Courier 973 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. So, Andrew, I got to ask you a question about your dad, Steve.
Yeah.
How many hours was he up there cleaning his gutters out?
I don't know. I had to leave because I felt bad not helping him. So
it was getting way dark, and I had to go home and eat dinner.
He's up there
right?
with his rain slicker on. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. How far is it up on his roof? Is it a two-story?
Well, yeah, it's a two-story, and he's got to get up on a pretty steep pitch, especially on the second story. My mom doesn't like watching him do that, of course.
That's a huge risk.
Find something else.
And I'm sure your dad's probably getting up there a little bit, like all of us.
Yeah, he wouldn't admit it, but we're concerned about dad on the roof, of course.
Yeah, I think that's kind of dangerous. Well, maybe he's listening. He can take all those hours away, so he could sit there and watch Mariners baseball or Seahawks football, and we'll get this solution for him. So,
all right.
We'll go from there.
You know, one of the things we found is that it's usually the missus that calls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because men, I don't know.
I get
a stereotype, but they're a little stubborn.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure your dad's like that. But your mom probably, she'll be the one that calls, right?
Yeah, my dad would deny that he's stubborn.
No.
So are you you a homeowner?
No, actually. Yeah.
Okay, but when you are, I used to do it. It's a pain in the rear. You clean your gutters, and you got to do it all the time if you don't have the master shield up there.
Yeah,
which is so. That's why we have this now. It's good technology. All right, Let's go into the material. But before I do that, if you guys, I'm going to give this number again. So if you don't have a pad of paper and a pencil or a pen, go grab one because I'll give it to you again. But if you want to really have them come out and take a look at your situation there with your gutters, give them a call at 800-503-7597. That's 800-503-7597, and you can talk to the friendly trio, Angie, Anna, or Zoe. So you guys will take the calls. Ask for them. So ask for Angie, Anna, or Zoe. They'll pick up, and they will take care and get Jim or one of us. Do you have a crew that goes out and takes a look?
Yeah, we've got a whole team.
I'm sure you don't do that.
Sometimes.
You do?
Yeah,
really?
for jobs that, if the homeowner knows that it's complicated.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at it anyway.
Yeah.
So I may as well go the first time.
Well, that's cool. And, maybe you can ask for Jim, see if he'll come out to your house.
we'll
see if he does.
Yeah, sometimes people know they've got something complicated. Yeah. You know, they've got copper or, maybe a slate roof or something that just looks like difficult access.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm going to need to look at it before we start it anyway, just to make sure that, as much as possible, there are no hiccups.
Right.
We want it to be a smooth experience, not just for us, but also for the homeowner.
Yeah. One thing I didn't ask you at the very beginning, and this will probably be good. What's your service area? Because people listen to the show is like they're all over the state. So how far do you go outside of Seattle?
Well, we're based in Kent.
Okay.
But we also have another location in Portland. So we pretty much handle the entire I-5 corridor.
Okay. So you're going all the way down past Olympia, Chehalis. You can handle all that down there.
Okay. We've done some jobs in the San Juan Islands. There's just, you know, the somatic cost for the access, of course. Yeah. But
and then you can stay up there on the weekend.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we put the guys up in an Airbnb. And
yeah, there you go. Really? That's cool. I want to work for you, man. But I'm only going to do San Juan's and Vashon and Bainbridge and those things.
Yeah, I mean, we put them up. We pay for their meals. And it's, yeah. I mean, it's kind of an inconvenience for them because they're going to take however long the job takes and they're going to be away from their families. So
yeah.
We try to make sure that they feel like it's worth it. And we also don't want them to rush it. You know, we want them to feel like they can put in the time and not have to try to make a ferry.
Yeah. We'll talk about installation here in a sec. So tell me about the material aspect of this Master Shield. Is it, what kind of metal is it?
So, okay, so the filter itself is made out of saltwater grade stainless steel.
Okay.
Also known as 316.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's chosen because it's made to be outdoors and not have corrosion issues.
Right.
That's why you use it in saltwater environments.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're inland, even better. But it doesn't have an issue if you're on the ocean.
Okay.
So that's obviously important. And then the base of the product is made out of coated aluminum. So it comes in, I think, 14 colors. We also make it out of pure copper for homes that require it.
And when you say base of that, are you talking about the gutter itself?
So the gutter is a separate component.
Okay.
Right. So the gutter comes in either coated steel, aluminum, or again, copper.
Okay.
And then the Master Shield itself, again, it's easier once you take a look at it, maybe on the website or just have us out, but it has a frame or a substrate, and that is made out of a coated aluminum typically. That way we can match it in color either to the roof or to the gutter.
Okay. And other than the color matching, why do you coat the aluminum? Is it just color?
Well, that's cosmetically. That's a big one. It also, again, helps to prevent any kind of oxidation or corrosion from atmospheric effects. Okay. So if you have a raw or an anodized coated aluminum, it's pretty at first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you've got, you know, modern asphalt composition roofs generally have a copper wash because they have embedded copper granules. And you need something as a coating to keep those metals separate.
Yeah, because you have the I was just going to ask you that. Can you explain why to keep the metal separate? Why that's important?
So there's corrosion. So generally it's galvanic corrosion that would be an issue here. And if you have two dissimilar metals that are far apart on the galvanic scale, you'll get corrosion. So you have a cathode and an anode. Same thing that creates a battery action. And it's same thing. You know, a lot of times people have experience with water heaters or plumbing, and they've matched dissimilar metals. They match.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, that's a common problem that you have to fix. Yep.
Yep. So you got galvanic pipes, and then you put copper in there somehow, and you just
a few years from now, you're going to have a big, huge water leak.
You're going to have something expensive happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those things that at first you don't know that there's an issue, and some of the other products that are out there are actually built this way, but they'll figure it out.
Yeah, over time you have problems.
Oh yeah,
which is
because
in this application, that's why we're talking about this, because I want to make sure that they understand that your product is superior in technology and materials to everything else out there.
Yeah, basically
that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, and so you know it's easy to have a product that's made to look similar to ours, but if it misses just one key thing, like for example the coating on the substrate, that little thing, it'll basically fuse itself shut after a couple of years.
Wow,
because it'll just, you know, if you lift the hood on your car and you look at the battery terminals, you see that white powdery stuff, that's corrosion. That means they probably got wet. And so if you have that happen where the water's supposed to be going through a filter, it's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the gutter won't be plugged.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wouldn't trigger their quote-unquote warranty. But
right.
It won't feel very good.
But your water is like shooting off your roof instead of going in the gutter.
That's right.
That's why you have gutters.
Free waterfall.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's very cool. And your system then, the whole system that you install from Leafless in Seattle is the gutter and the base substrate and the Master Shield top, right? Does it come as a system?
It generally comes as a system. Sometimes we can use the gutters that are there.
Okay.
Sometimes they're fine and they can just be modified or adjusted, and that's always the best.
Okay.
We find that that's often not the case.
Okay.
Often, you know, like Andrew's dad, you know, it's falling out. And, you know, maybe it's ready to come off. Maybe there's some rot, because usually it doesn't fall out unless the wood has started to get a little punky.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people will just smash it back in, but, well, the hole's already loose,
so
that's not going to fly.
When you guys, when you come out, are you making your gutters on the job site?
Yep, we make them exact to fit.
Okay, and can you, before we shut this segment down, can you just kind of quickly explain what that means versus buying sections at a big box store and why that's better?
Sure. Well, if you have a section, it's going to leak. That's pretty much guaranteed. So, you know, seamless gutters are obviously the way to go. And so the fewer seams you have, the less chance you have for a leak. Right.
So they have this, guys, just want to explain this real quick. They have this big machine that they actually are feeding the metal in. It's actually a forming and bender. You're doing the profile of gutter, and it's coming out extruded. So seamless means it's one continuous piece you're putting up there.
Yep, from end to end.
So it's not going to leak. It will do the job. All right, last section we come back. We are going to go through with Jim this whole idea. He talked about punky and rot, and this is something that is a very common issue, and I fixed it, and man, oh man, sometimes you let this go, it can go up into your beams and rafter tails, and it can get really expensive. So I don't want you to have to go through that. That's why we're going to talk about it, so you can go check it out to see if you have that kind of rot. With that, I'm Pete.
Andrew on the boards.
Thank you, Andrew. This all matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news. Seattle's talk.
Breaking news from City Hall.
Another step forward for Seattle's proposed business head tax.
The Seattle City Council Committee has just voted to reject the mayor's compromise.
Shame on Jenny Durkin.
We need to reject the Bezos-Durkin deal.
Team coverage with Hannah Scott and Mike Lewis.
The four votes against it leaves the mayor with a little bit of leverage.
Perspective and analysis you depend on.
We don't have a right to determine whether or not Jeff Bezos should spend $10 million, $20 million, $50
million. On Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM. News and talk powered by the Pacific Northwest.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Issaquah Cedar & Lumber is the place to go for specialty lumber. They specialize in the highest quality materials and have so much more than just cedar. You'll find design ideas for arbors, trellises, fences, decks, and raised beds. Issaquah Cedar & Lumber also offers custom milling and can provide decorative pieces for your interior or landscape project. And the expert staff can help you find just the right materials for your project design. Issaquah Cedar & Lumber. Visit the showroom today or go to cedarexperts.com.
Childhood and summer don't last forever.
I think vacation gives you the reason to hang out as a family.
You gotta go out there and make the most of every moment you have with them.
That is cool. Just seeing them excited about being in Idaho.
This is just vacation. It's awesome.
You can leave all the other stuff at home and just be with your kids.
This is something that I'm gonna remember for a really long time.
Make this summer count. Start planning your Idaho adventure at 18summers.us.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, 19,000 here in Washington, enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Making a move is challenging.
Almost there.
Unless you have good help.
Hi, this is Laura Keel. After decades of helping families find the homes of their dreams, I've made a big move. Introducing Laura's Home Loans. If you have questions about a reverse mortgage, we'd be happy to help you determine if a reverse mortgage is the right direction for you. Call 1-833-ASK-LAURA. Laura's Home Loans.
Mortgage Master Service Corporation, CL40455, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Bust the bank for a million this May at Quill's Cedar Creek Casino. Five players every Tuesday will be drawn for their chance to win cash and prizes up to $1 million. Earn 250 points every Thursday to swipe and spring it on towards $1,000. Every Sunday, earn 750 points to collect your luxurious four-piece betting set. Find all the details at QCCCasino.com.
All right, we're back. This is Pete All Matters, Sky Radio 973 FM. Seattle's news, Seattle talk. Do you think, what's your mom's name, Andrew?
Cam.
Cam?
Yep.
You think Cam might go for this?
I think she would make a push, definitely, to skip the, three, four gutter cleanings.
Well, you know what we're going to do? So for Cam and Steve, you guys are listening. We are going to talk about costs, so you can kind of see what this is going to run them to get installed versus the cost of going out and maybe having it done. I mean, at some point in time, your dad's not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, well, or the
or
cost
Cam's
going to
say, Steve, stop doing it, right? Because it's too risky. So we're going to talk about this whole. Every show, you always hear me talk about the cost of getting something done initially versus the overall cost of ownership. And usually with these technologies, it works out cheaper. So we're going to go through that math with Jim. We got Jim Singletary from Leafless in Seattle. He is the founder and owner. You can go check them out. These videos I would look at and then give them a call. It's leaflessinseattle.com. It kind of explains what we're describing here in words. And then do give them a call at 800-503-7597. That's 800-503-7597. And talk to the nice ladies, Angie, Anna, or so. All right. So, Jim, let's go. Now we're moving into the whole, before we get into rot though, because we were talking about the cost, as long as people are going, yeah, what is the cost? Mm-hmm. So can you kind of give us an idea about like a job or a way you price it so we can talk about that? Because, people are thinking about it, so we have to address it.
Sure. Well, I mean, and obviously it's really hard to give any kind of a ballpark.
Every job is different, yeah.
Yeah, because every home is different. Basically, we price it based on how much material are we going to need? How long is it going to take? So, one story is obviously easier than three.
Okay.
And of course, most people have a mix. Sometimes you can get all the way around the house with a ladder. Sometimes you need scaffolding. I mean, it's just, you just don't know. I'll say that, let's pretend that we need to replace everything just for the sake of argument.
Yeah, we'll do worst case. Well, these guys. Kind of worst case?
Let's replace everything
is like fascia board, fix all the rod buttons.
I mean, yeah, we've had situations where we have to replace the roof. We have to rebuild some of the soffit. We have to replace some siding. We have to do some drainage. Yeah. I mean, that's a worst case. Yeah. I mean, the entire envelope is compromised at that point. Please don't let it get to that.
Right.
Our whole goal is to get it before that. So that your home doesn't
really
rot away.
Expensive repair. Yeah,
for sure. We don't want you dropping $100,000 to fix a problem that could have been solved with just, frankly, something like this.
Believe me, I have done those. You have to jack up the whole side of the house because they had issues all the way down to the foundation. So,
I mean, the roof is supposed to do its job, get the water down to the gutter. If the gutter doesn't work, then the roof is compromised. The fascia, the soffit, the foundation, the siding, your paint. I mean, those are all basically the most expensive parts of your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that exterior shell is really, really important. So is there a way, can you give me like a range from like, say probably one story is at the lower end versus a two or three story? Is there a way we can put some numbers to it at all?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk averages. So I would say most of the time when you go out to a home, we come up with a solution or a range of solutions that's between $3,000 and $7,000.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a lot more than that.
Well, to be fair, there are some homes where the garage is 15.
Yeah.
So it just varies.
Okay. Well, okay. So let's just, so we're talking, and guys, I'm telling you, just like we talk about when you're doing taxes, consult your CPA. You have to have them come out and take a look at your job. So what we're talking about here is don't hold Jim and his team to this number because everything's different. That's a caveat. But I'm trying to give you guys some numbers to go by. So three to seven. So let's say the average job is five.
Okay.
Does that sound good? All right. So it's $5,000. And now, if we don't do this, let's say a person, most people don't want to get up on ladders like your crazy dad, Steve. Most people will hire out a service. Mm-hmm. So on average, what are we talking about to clean gutters?
Well, let's narrow that down a little further because there are people that clean roofs and gutters, and then there are people that do it right. So most of the time, people view services generally as commodity services.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily know the difference between somebody who does it well or just does it. They're not home. They don't watch them. They don't even know what questions to ask because there's so many things to keep track of and know about.
Yeah.
So oftentimes people will spend $500, $600, $700 or less or more to fix everything, get it cleaned up. Well, how often do you need to do that? Well, you know, obviously your mileage may vary. Pretty much you should do it whenever the wind blows.
Yeah. So, but I say, you know, with what we have, especially if you are in a heavily treed area where you have leaves or needles blowing, you're probably going to be doing it a couple times a year with this kind of climate, is my guess.
You certainly should. Yeah. And so the kind of circling back to what I was trying to reference before with doing it wrong, a lot of guys will go up there with a leaf blower and just blast that gutter. And it cleans it real fast. The trouble with that is that you create this swirling action of air and muck, and when you point the blower at the gutter, the curve on the front of the gutter channels that air back up under the roof, and it takes the muck with it. And so you're forcing all that junk up under your shingle. You're making basically water run uphill, and that's the surest way to make the envelope of your home fail.
Yes, because you're plastering all that wet stuff that's sticking there, and now that's going to cause moisture rot.
Yeah, it's never coming out. There's no way. You're forcing it with an air turbine.
Just like, guys, I've always said, do not pressure wash your roof. Don't use a leaf blower on your gutters because this is what will happen. All right, so let's do this. So let's go at the very low end. So we'll say $500 per two times a year, that's $1,000. But I'll say, on average, you guys aren't always doing that, so we'll say around $700, right? So you got 700 versus an average of 5,000. So if you're doing this for, what is that, 7 years, you're basically now pay the cost of the master shield.
Well, and that's assuming that you clean the gutters when you should have.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so picture your roof, right? Imagine you jump up 50 feet in the air and you look down at this roof. You got this big surface area. Mm-hmm. And think about all the junk that lands on it. That all ends up in the gutter. Mm-hmm. And then it gets funneled all the way to the downspout opening, which is maybe 2 inches. So it doesn't take a whole lot of debris for that to get plugged.
Yeah.
All right. So now that's plugged. You feel like, I just had it cleaned. So you're not even looking. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe that's on the back of the house. Maybe you don't notice. Maybe it's plugged. It's filling up. Maybe it's gushing over, but you know it's draining your inside. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, let's say that it's overflowing for a month before you notice. All right. So then you figure, all right, well, I should get that taken care of. But you go about your life because you know, you've got other things to worry about. It's not a top of mind. You've got kids to take care of. You got family things, whatever. And so it sits and it soaks and it sits and it soaks. And the water goes where it's not supposed to go. Because if that downspout isn't working right, the water's going to go someplace. Usually it finds wood. Yeah. So
and now
over time, you get this Chinese water torture for your house. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, you could have spent some money and arrested the problem right away. But you can't keep up on it. You just can't. Yeah. It's not logical. If you see a stain trail, you should give us a call.
Yeah. Jim, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. It's good education for these guys.
It's been a pleasure.
Jim Singletary, founder of Leafless in Seattle. Check him out at leaflessinseattle.com. But I mean, I'd watch the videos and then I would give him a call, guys. 800-503-7597. 800-503-7597. All right. Thank you. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.